to rest the body. To offer yourself the gift of arriving. Maybe taking a few slightly deeper breaths, and with each exhalation, letting go of any unnecessary tension or tightness in the body. Inviting the body to soften and settle. Muscles loosening and lengthening. Letting there be an ease to it. We're not forcing the body to be different. It has the energy of when we open a window on a warm spring day and we let the breeze blow through. There's this energy of letting the breath release and refresh the body. And you might find that you begin to feel the body more fully, the points of contact, pressure between your body and the chair beneath or behind you, the points of contact between your feet and the floor. And you might choose one of these touch points as your home base, as your anchor. It might feel grounding to rest awareness in the feet or in your behind, or maybe even your hands wherever they rest. Or it might be that the felt sense of the breath, wherever the breath is most alive for you in this moment, at the tip of the nose, or the expansion and release of the rib cage, or the rise and fall of the belly. It might be that the breath feels like the right home base for you today. So let this choice of an anchor for your practice, a place to come home to again and again, let it be very personal. Let it be what you most resonate with. The anchor is really a resting place. So resting into the touch point or the breath. And letting it hold you. And of course, the mind will wander. Like a curious puppy investigating thoughts or feelings, sensations in the body. And each time you notice that the mind has wandered somewhere other than your anchor, no need for judgment. With great kindness and expansive patience, just inviting your attention back to the breath or a touch point, resting back into your home base. Just lovingly checking in. Where's the awareness right now? And if it's off adventuring, inviting it back home. Resting back into your chosen anchor. And having collected your awareness to this resting place of an anchor, you might, if you like, explore opening the field of your awareness intentionally to the domain of hearing, opening your ears to sounds in the space where you are. Maybe the sound of my voice. Maybe there's sounds of appliances or other household sounds coming and going. Sound of voices on the sidewalk outside, bird song. Seeing what it's like to play with widening the view and opening to the arising and passing of sounds. You might notice if there's a reaching out or an energetic leaning toward the sounds and inviting a similar quality of resting back, just like you rested back into your anchor. Can you rest your awareness back at the doorway of the ear, and rather than reaching for sounds, resting back and receiving sounds. Noticing this experience of hearing. Nothing to do, simply a being with the experience of hearing. You might observe as you receive sounds that the mind likes to name them. Sometimes it even likes to tell a story about them. Or it might label them as with preferences like liking or disliking particular sounds. And all that activity of the mind is just fine. You don't have to stop it. You might even just notice it with a little smile. Oh, look at that mind go. And then see if you can rest back just a little further Exhaling, just receiving, hearing, hearing. Sometimes in this place of receptive hearing, we can receive sound as volume or pitch, tone, vibration. Even for just a moment before there's identification or noting. And if at any point you find yourself lost in this swirl of sound or this practice of hearing, you can always come home to your anchor, breath or a touch point. Having played in this field of hearing for a little while, you might gather your awareness into the field of the body. Letting yourself open to the experience of sensing. We worked with an anchor, a specific point in the body, a sense of a touch point or the breath, and so this is still a wider field. The body as a whole. And seeing what it's like to notice sensations moving through the body. A tingling vibration. Pulsing. Perhaps a sense of warmth or coolness. And you might notice here if there's any kind of reaching for the sensation. A leaning into it or a pushing away from it. Can there be a similar quality of ease, a resting, a receiving of sensation? Sensations just coming and going on their own, nothing for you to do. And here too, there might be activity in the mind, commentary. Maybe there's a part of the body that's been achy or sore, or there's a story about it. Maybe there's additional labeling of good or bad, liking, disliking. Pleasant or unpleasant. And again, the activity of the mind isn't a problem. Just noticing, maybe again with that sense of humor. Amazement. For the swirl of energy in the mind, and then seeing if with an exhalation you can rest back and just notice the energy in the body, these flashes of tingling, twitching, tensing or relaxing that come and go. And again, remembering you can come back to your home base, a felt sense in the breath or a touch point, feet or seat, at any time. And you might even let yourself play in the coming minutes with exploring what it's like to expand the field of your awareness, maybe to sound, maybe to the body, maybe to both sound and the body. And then also at times touching back in, gathering awareness back to this resting place of breath or touch point. And just explore what it's like to expand and to gather. no right, no wrong, just loving curiosity. Letting the circle of your awareness be what you need it to be. Sometimes we need to rest in the simplicity of an anchor. Sometimes we're nourished by resting in a wider spaciousness. So really trusting your own intuition in this moment, what do you need? What's supportive to cultivating a sense of ease, presence, kindness? What's kind in this moment? And then taking a slightly deeper breath and letting go of the practice and just resting in a felt sense of the body sitting here. Letting your experience be just as it is. Letting yourself be just as you are. Then, with another deep breath, maybe gifting the body a gentle stretch, gradually releasing the practice and opening your eyes to the space where you're sitting. Maybe making contact with the space before you make contact with the screen. And then noticing your body, and if you choose to look at the screen, see if you can bring your body along. To bring your body with you as you come to connect with this format, knowing that it's always available, the space is available. So I'd love to share just a few minutes of thought about this practice and how practice might support you in these times. But I thought we'd take maybe just 1 minute. And I welcome, at least from a handful of you, maybe just a one-word share about what you're noticing right now, how you're here in this moment. And you can unmute yourself with that microphone symbol in the lower left corner, if you want to just popcorn style, a few of you, one word. I love it. Full spectrum is welcome. Achy. Yeah. Sleepy. Yeah. Yeah. A really wide spectrum, and however you are, you know, I really, I was reflecting on practice, and you know, as I've been living these past weeks, and then last week I had the gift of being on virtual silent retreat in my home, which was this really potent reset, an opportunity to relate to the screen in a different way, to unplug from everything else on this computer, and to really just devote any attention to the screen to retreat. No media, no email, no phone. And it's really offered an opportunity to be more aware of how that experience that some of my clients are calling focus fatigue, you know, the way that our energy, our attention can become so narrowed in this time, and emotions like, and experiences like uncertainty, anxiety, irritation, annoyance, anger, you know, some of the feelings that arise with the conditions of our lives give us this tunnel vision, this kind of leaning in, and the screen does that too, I find. And so touching in to a wider view, literally, like looking around, opening to sound, and touching into the field of the body, not just the eyes that are looking at screens all day, touching into the heart qualities, you know, qualities like gratitude and kindness, presence, those have an expansive quality. So where we can touch some of that, it can be very balancing for our nervous systems. And I find that even moments of this are really potent. It's like little raindrops of presence on the parched earth of distraction. You know, it's really nourishing. And it doesn't take a lot. Sometimes we think, oh, I really have to have this regular practice, and it's helpful to sit like this. But really what we need is mindfulness, our buddy. You know, she's our best friend, mindfulness is. I don't know, any of you familiar with Finding Nemo? Pixar, I love Finding Nemo. So one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie is Nemo and Dory. Remember, they're on the East Australian Current with all those turtles? And the little turtle says, "Find your exit, buddy." I love that line. It just makes me happy. And when I think about, you know, who would I want my exit buddy to be when going from the stream of practice into the flow of daily life? I would want mindfulness. It's really the one thing we can carry, the capacity to notice what's here, whether it's, you know, annoyance or sleepiness or a sense of calm. When we actually know what's here, we can attend to ourselves with more skill. You know, we're not responding in a vacuum. And there's this restful quality, you know, resting back. You can even play with this, you know, if you lean forward in your chair a little bit, it's like, that takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Like, how long could you sit like this? My back is already getting tired, you know? So like, that's leaning into the future. And you can even like lean way back into a chair, you know, and that gets tiring too. Like my back starts to hurt there too, because we'll lean into the past. And so there is this way when we align with the present moment, there's actually more ease, like literally, physically, even when the present moment's difficult. And right now, many of us are living in a field of difficulty in some way, you know, whether that's emotional, financial, logistical, we're a little stir crazy, being stuck in our homes, or, you know, whatever it is. So there's actually a restfulness in being present. It drops some extra efforting, and there's a restfulness. There's also can be a joyfulness in presence, like just the joy of actually really being connected. And I, in the newsletter I sent out yesterday with the reminder, some of you may have seen it, some of you may have not, I referenced, there's this sweet little article from the Greater Good Science Center, which I just love for like an uplift to the spirit. They have a lot of really cool research. And they sent out this article on 6 questions to ask yourself in quarantine. And the question that really caught my eye this week was the, and I wrote it down because I wasn't sure I'd remember it, was, what beauty am I either creating, cultivating, or inviting in today? What beauty am I creating, cultivating, or inviting in? And I love that focus on beauty, you know, because there is beauty, even in the midst of all of this, you know, beauty and difficulty live side by side. And I thought I'd just share a quote, and then we'll have a small chance to interact. Terry Tempest Williams, who's just a really wise and beautiful writer, says, "A good friend of mine said, 'You are married to sorrow.' And I looked at him and said, 'I am not married to sorrow. I just choose not to look away.'" And I think there is deep beauty in not averting our gaze. No matter how hard it is, no matter how heartbreaking it can be, it's about presence. It's about bearing witness. I used to think bearing witness was a passive act. I don't believe that anymore. I think that when we are present, when we bear witness, when we do not divert our gaze, something is revealed. the very marrow of life. We change. A transformation occurs. Our consciousness shifts. So, you know, mindfulness, our best friend, allows for this presence, allows us to see it all. The suffering, the sorrow, and the sublime. And that marrow of life really feeds us. So what I thought is that we could just take about 5 minutes in a breakout room with, you know, just to have a chance to connect. And I invite you, if it speaks to you, to speak about beauty, to speak about maybe just one beautiful thing that's really captured your heart this week, or maybe something about this idea of cultivating or calling in beauty. And for those of you who haven't used breakout rooms, it's I'm going to put you in rooms of about 3, and you'll see this little invitation come up, and it says breakout room, and you click the button, and it's like a Star Trek moment. You're dissolved into particles, and you end up in the breakout room, and you can hang out. And then you can, you know, we'll come back, and I just have one closing poem for us. And just for like 5 minutes, so you'll just have a minute or two. And enjoy playing with beauty. All right, so let's see. I will. All right. There we go. Okay. Enjoy.